Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin in a time of silence as we center our hearts before God. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, we truly do thank you today for your many blessings. We thank you for love that never ends, for everlasting arms that never turn loose, for patience that's never exceeded, for love that can't be measured, for peace that surpasses understanding, for presence that gives us hope. Father, we pray for your attributes that are part of our relationship with you, that we would know, that we would feel, that we would embrace, and that we would know that your love and grace for us and to us is from everlasting to everlasting. And Father, we come to you seeking forgiveness for sins, seeking strength to forgive others, seeking your guidance for our journey, seeking your peace for the times of unsettledness, your presence with those who cannot be with us for whatever reasons, your grace to abound in our lives, for boldness in love, in our witness to the world around us. Father, we lift these things to you today, knowing that you hear our prayers when we lift them in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus, our Christ. And Father, we know that your promises are sure and certain, as we have watched them be unraveled in the text, come alive in our presence. We know your grace and love is real. And Father, as we pray for ourselves, we extend our prayers to others who have called upon us as a church to remember them in prayer. Some are written in bulletins, in prayer concerns, on notepads. Some, Father, are silently upon our hearts. Others we have lifted aloud. For those who are suffering during the times of disaster, calamity, upsetting of their homes, communities, Father, comfort them. Give them your strength. Let them love one another. And as we hear of their need, may we lift them in prayer and do all that we can. Father, for those who have called upon us in a time of grief, we pray for comfort. Who have called upon us in a time of uncertainty, we pray for your wisdom, divine intervention, and peace. For those of us who have been called upon to share your love, grace, and mercy in difficult situations, we pray for strength. For those of us who are called to be a silent witness, we would ask that your grace and love shine through us. And Father, give us eyes to see and ears to hear the opportunities to share your love and mercy. And Father, today as we pray for others, we continue our prayers for other churches in our community, around our state and around the world. Those who preach and proclaim and teach that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we pray that their ministry and witness be solidly based in Scripture and love and through grace. And Father, we pray that as other churches serve you, that lives are changed and that you are glorified. We pray now for the leaders of our country and our community. During this election time, Father, we pray for truth, honesty, ethical decisions, behaviors, and compassion, more than agendas and party politics. And Father, as we pray for our nation, we pray for the nations around the world. We pray for peace. We pray for those who serve our country, not only in the military, but through hospitals, nursing homes, fire departments, police departments, local emergency groups, and volunteers, there are many ways that we have people who come to us in our times of need. Father, bless them and let them know how much we are grateful and thankful that they're willing to do those things for us. And now may you hear us as in voice and heart we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.